to go to Sam's Club. I want to stop what we're doing and go to Sam's Club.
Like, literally this moment?
For a peanut butter cup lover in your family, this holiday season, Sam's Club is selling Reese's Peanut Butter Cups
that are half a pound each.
Half a pound each.
A half a pound of Reese's Peanut Butter Cups? Who could eat
and
all that?
Not to be outdone, Costco introduces Hershey's Kisses.
The size of a bowling ball.
And not to be outdone, Walmart is now selling M&M's.
The size of trash can lids.
But wait, still not to be outdone, Starbucks is selling hot chocolate.
In a jacuzzi.
You look a lot like Christmas.
With pieces of candy bigger than your head.
So that's it. They're selling half a pound Reese's peanut butter cups. So I wonder, because you get two in a package. So do you get a whole pound?
Yeah. Like, so wait, they're selling how many pounds?
A half a pound Reese's peanut butter cups.
Okay, so is a giant package? Here's the question. So is it like a package and there's a half a pound of like tiny little Reese's peanut butter cups in it, just enough, like a vat? So there's like tons of them in there? Or is it two giant ones and each one's a half a pound each?
No, you ready for this? There's three of them in a pack. So it's a pound and a half of Reese's peanut butter.
Oh my God. Who can carry all that home? That's like its own little... You know, that's how you burn the calories, though. You carry it home, do a couple of bicep curls, and then one of the bicep curls just end up in your mouth.
So would you gain a pound and a half if you ate a pound and a half of that?
I don't think it works like that.
It's the, okay. You probably gain more. I wonder how many calories they are. They got to be like just stupid amounts.
Well, here's a crazy thing, because the other thing that you played was about the giant Hershey's Kiss, as if it was a joke. They probably still have them somewhere. It was one giant Hershey's Kiss. And I remember, like, every once in a while, I would get one for Easter, and my mother would let me just open it and just gnaw on it. And it would take me, like, a week to eat, and I would keep it in the refrigerator because I liked it cold. But it was this giant Hershey's Kiss. It's like, who gives that to a child? Who says to a child, like, here you go. Here's one giant Hershey's Kiss. Good luck. Good luck with your skincare problems. Good luck with your weight issues.
Say hello to acne. No, when your parents got you the bunny rabbit for Easter and it was the solid bunny rabbit, it's like the same thing. You just gnaw on it for a while and then you would throw it away. So
right,
when they got you when they got you the hollow one, that made it more better because then you could, you know, dip it in peanut butter or whatever. It's easier to eat that way. But I don't know why parents would buy the solid chocolate. There's no way you can eat more than just the ears.
No, and like my mother would be like, gee, you're always at the dentist, as if it's my fault. You know, as if, well, you gave me a big, giant, solid Hershey's Kiss. It's like a challenge at that point. It's like, here, finish this, kid. You know, the thing was literally bigger than my head and bigger than my stomach. So it was the difference between that and the rabbit, the Easter rabbit, is the chocolate was better. The Hershey's Kiss chocolate was really good chocolate.
Mm-hmm.
So I didn't mind spending, and it was like a challenge. Like I would eat dinner and be like, okay, time to work on the Hershey's Kiss now.
I got work to do. I'll be back.
I'd schedule it into my day. It's like school, after school activities, softball practice, dinner, Hershey's Kiss. I'll give it like 30 minutes tonight.
You're just sitting there gnawing. Yeah, that's got to be great for your teeth and great for your ass at the same time.
Well, no, you know, when you're a kid, like you can't gain weight if you try. You know, remember, like we used to actually leave the house. So it's like if I wasn't doing after school activities, I was meeting my friends on the street and we were playing like kick the can or, you know, whatever. Like we played stuff. So we were always out and running around. Like I could not eat enough to keep. It's so funny. Like when I think back to that. You know, now it's like if I eat a raisin, suddenly I wake up the next day and I'm bloated, you know, whereas back then I can eat like an entire thing of chocolate and then I was fine. I hate that.
Because whatever we ate back then laid the foundation. It's kind of like the cement in the basement of a house. It laid the foundation for everything as you got older. So back when we could eat all that, I could eat a pizza when I was 13.
Right.
And I would gain nothing. now if I look at a pizza, I gain 13 pounds. So I think it laid the foundation for all the fat that came up when we're older.
No, but also remember, we were definitely more active because I see, like, my friends have kids right now that are 12 and 13, like around that age, and their kids are overweight. Like, their kids are having weight problems. They're not eating any more than we did when we were kids. They're just exercising less. They're doing less stuff. So I think that, like, you know, like, we look back at being a kid and being like, oh, I used to be able to eat anything I wanted. It's not that you can eat everything you want, because you really can't unless you're an active kid. Mm-hmm. Do you know what I mean? Like, I think it has to do with the amount of activity we do. Because even now, like, I have friends that are like, they don't stop. Like, their day starts and they're going. And then, you know, then they go for a run, or they go to the gym, or they go whatever. And they are still, like, super skinny, even at this age. So I think it has to do with, like, activity and lack thereof. I mean, now I'm just lazy.
There's a little bit of metabolism in that, though. But I was watching a movie with kids riding a bike the other day. And yeah, I used to get on my bike and go 10 miles, you know, right, and not make it home until the lights come on. Now I go 10 feet and I want to pass out. So yeah, I can't do that anymore, but I used to be able to.
You will drive around a parking lot until you find a spot close enough to the door.
True. I will do that at the gym. I will drive around and get the closest parking space to the gym. And I'll drive around for 5 minutes to try to find that perfect spot.
It's like, why don't you just make that part of your gym workout? Just park really far away, walk to the gym door, and then be like, okay, I've done my activity. Then turn around and walk back to your car. And there you go. You've had a workout.
You don't even need to go into the changing room. You just walk in, turn around. You don't even have to check in. You don't even have to belong there.
Just walk to the door and be like, okay, I'm at the gym.
Mm-hmm.
And now I'm going to go back to my car, which is like, I don't know, a quarter mile away.
And if chicks see me, they can see me coming out of the gym, so they think that I was there, you know, working out, getting all buff.
Right, then just drive on out.
Just walk all the way back out to my car with my big, huge Reese peanut butter cup.
And a bottle of water, so it looks like you just like, oh, I got to replenish.